Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truckers out there, the men and the women getting the job done. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. They've been waiting. They were watching the Bucks training camp today. Got a whole bunch of people in town for that. They couldn't wait to get out on the porch and yell for their favorite guy from California.
I love it.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline those two words and emphasize them: under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, there's a bunch of protesting going on over there in Europe right now because they, as of midnight last night, they are now back with some of their lockdowns and vaccination mandates, and that's just the way things are starting out, and a lot of people are upset about that.
They really are, Captain. Both in France and Italy, there have been protests in some cases, and not all cases, but in a few instances, they had to come out and use the water cannons and so forth in order to try to disperse the protesters. But one thing is certain, Captain, when you've got protesters chanting "Liberty, Liberty" near the Bastille Plaza, you know it's starting to get pretty, pretty serious.
And with American flags visible.
Well, exactly. And they are definitely concerned about the vaccine passport. You'd have to be able to show that you were vaccinated, show that you had a negative COVID test, or the fact that you actually had COVID in order to get that. As they would begin to implement the vaccine passports, more fully. So yeah, this is a big deal. And of course, Captain, what we see happening in the United States, in LA County, for example, and other counties in different states that we know of, already beginning to go to a mask mandate for indoors, for example, in LA County. And then, of course, Dr. Fauci himself talking about the notion that there could be more mandates on the horizon here in the United States. So, again, a lot of people are thinking they don't want to go backwards here.
People need to understand what's going on. This is all political. All political. And the Democratic strategy right now is urging the Democrats to don't let the election be about Joe Biden. They know they'll lose. And they know that his policies in 2022 will lose. So they've got to change the narrative. They've got to get people's minds off Joe Biden and the bad job he's doing and all the extra money it's costing him out of their pockets. So they're coming up with things like, well, gosh, the January 6th insurrection. That's part of it. And they're going to try to blame us, the American people, because they're all a bunch of radicals, you know. And then they're going to try to blame us for supporting Donald Trump, who's obviously inciting everybody to riot and this, that, and the other. But my point is, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to change the narrative, and they've created this wishy-washy deal with the COVID stuff again that, oh, well, people are dying. It's 100,000 people. Well, let's see. There was one yesterday. Again, there's a guy that swears there's 50,000 people have died from this, and possibly 100,000 after the government yesterday reduced their numbers, the CDC, from 12,000 of people that were vaccinated to 6,000.
Yeah, and that is significant, obviously. But you're exactly right, Captain. They're definitely looking to craft that narrative because the narrative that they would have without going back over Trump and back over January 6th and so on and so forth would be very, very bad. Any focus on Joe Biden and his declining capabilities that we're watching happen very, very fast is a recipe for disaster. That's why, for example, Nancy Pelosi rejected Jim Jordan on the committee and this kind of thing. They don't want hard questions to be asked like, hey, Nancy Pelosi, weren't you in charge of Capitol Security? How did all that happen when you knew that something could be brewing?
What Republican did they just add to the January 6th committee over the weekend?
Kissinger, yeah.
Yeah, the anti-Trumper Adam Kissinger from Illinois. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, sure. And again, it absolutely is just concrete proof, Captain. This is a political narrative.
That's right.
It's a partisan thing they're trying to do. And here we go again. They can't win the election on the merits, and so they've got to try to make this the focus.
That's correct. They're trying to change people's minds, get their minds off what they're watching, because people have a short attention span for the most part. And by the way, when we come back, I hope your attention span has been enlightened a little bit, because I'm going to tell you about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who was a presidential doctor, a real doctor, and tell you what's going on with Joe Biden. Unbelievable, but true. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming back after this four-minute break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. I sure will. Remember, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That is a product that I take twice a day, every day. Now, it works for me because it's part of my integrated health plan where the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation. And it'll go right straight to the source of the pain that I'm having and lower or eliminate the pain altogether associated with the problem that I have in my left leg, foot, and ankle. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway, and it supports healthy joints and muscles in the healing process. It costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, $19.95, and all you have to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 three-week quick start. $19.95 three-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle, all you got to lose is pain.
That's right.
Yep. Plus, it'll help out if you got swollen things, you know, like legs and ankles and arms and wrists and all that sort of stuff. All right, well, let's get to something real quick here, and then we'll go to a caller. Delivering a speech on election integrity in the battleground state of Arizona amid a forensic audit, former President Donald Trump told his supporters that Democrats cannot win elections without cheating. There's just no way.
Well, you know, it certainly starts to really look like that. We know that, I mean, you look at numbers, obviously, of registered Democrats, perhaps to registered Republicans, but what Donald Trump was able to do in 2016 was bring in so many of those Democrats. And I think he held on to a lot of those Democrats, Captain, and that's one of the reasons why we have all these audits going on right now. But because certainly the policies of the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, are so diametrically opposed to what was working in the United States under the Trump administration, that it's hard to believe that people would say, oh, yeah, what we need is less industry, we need to move our jobs overseas again, we need to have higher taxes, et cetera, just doesn't make sense.
And we need to buy oil from the Arabs and the Russians and everybody else because we were producing our own oil and we weren't dependent on anybody, but now we need to go back and buy oil to help their economies. No, we don't. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Go ahead there, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. You know, Kyle, the hypocrisy of the Democrats have shined through again. Now, the Justice Department has quietly dropped the investigation into Governor Cuomo's handling of the nursing home situation. Now, it's pretty much proven and known. I think it's safe to say, we don't have to say in my opinion, that he commingled, he put COVID-positive elderly people with non-COVID-positive elderly people. He also played with the numbers. I'm pretty 99.9% sure of it. This is the same Justice Department that since before President Trump became president, even throughout for 5 years they gave him nothing but hell, tried to nail him to the cross and back. But yet when it comes to Cuomo, we'll just quietly drop the investigation and we won't look into it any further. So what do you have to say about that hypocrisy, Kyle? Thank you.
Okay, Kyle, let me say something first here. Do you remember Barack Obama taking some of the middle-of-the-road appointments where they were normally just appointed and put in the assistant attorney generals and department heads and that sort of stuff and made it a permanent position?
Right, right.
Do you remember why he did that?
Why was that?
Because he knew Trump was the incoming president and he was going to create the biggest thorn in his side he ever could. And he did that with a lot of other departments. He did it with defense. He did it with energy. He did it with the health and human services. Did it with the education department. And those people constantly were in there just jabbing, 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 jabbing. So what would you think was going to happen when Cuomo came up on that investigation and they said that they weren't going to do anything, that they had dropped it? And by the way, that was the middle of last week when that happened.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And obviously, you know, any other governor, certainly any Republican governor, but any governor really, you know, you would think would be investigated for this. You would think that this is such a crushing, career-ending, resignation-generating sort of event. And Cuomo, of course, not only weathering that, but weathering the other accusations of inappropriate behavior and so forth. This is really something to see unfold, and it's very, very disturbing. So this idea that the Justice Department is not going to go after whether or not Governor Cuomo mandated that COVID positive people be put into you know, the nursing homes where other people were, didn't have COVID. I mean, this is completely outrageous, and it demands an investigation. But yes, there is a hypocrisy there, and it's very, very distasteful.
Now, we have some breaking news. You talk about attorneys. This is something that just happened in the last few hours. Several attorneys are going to file a federal lawsuit representing several different people. It'll eventually become a class action lawsuit, I'm sure, to get the additional $300 unemployment money back that was just taken from them by many of these states.
Well, that's really something, obviously, because, number one, do people have a right to that money? I'm curious about
that. Not that I know of.
Well, of course not. And obviously, Captain, by reducing that extra $300 a week, that's actually what spurred a lot of economic growth in terms of people going out to have to go back to work. Otherwise, there's no incentive to do that. In fact, just the other day, you had the quote right here on the program of President Biden talking about almost slipping up and saying, well, we're paying people to stay home, and that's why, you know, you're seeing all these things happen. But that's exactly what has been happening, and that's not the way to have our businesses run. It's not the way to have people make their living. It's just wrong. Unfortunately, we're living in a time where people have been told that, oh, don't worry, there's plenty of rich people who could just foot the bill for everything. But that's not really true.
No, it's not true. And the other thing is that I want to say it was the end of September when the government, federal government, was going to drop it, but it might have been the end of the year. I don't remember which.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't recall either.
Well, we'll have to look that up during the break. Now, in the meantime, you said the president almost slipped the other day with his choice of words. Now, folks, more and more people are agreeing with Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's currently a congressman from the state of Texas, who was the former White House physician, now turned congressman. He was the physician under Barack Obama and George W. Bush, and also the early part of Donald Trump before they got the new Surgeon General in there, or doctor, rather. But the former White House physician turned congressman said he's terrified for our country in the wake of President Joe Biden's televised town hall this past week and doubts whether or not the commander-in-chief has the cognitive ability to make it through a full term. I've been saying for quite some time that I don't believe he's going to make it the first four years.
No, I absolutely agree. I think that something is happening. Something is going on.
Yeah.
You know, Captain, as the President of the United States, you have to be sharp. You have to be ready.
Yeah.
And you can't afford a bad town hall.
Well, Dr. Jackson, now Congressman Jackson, said he's completely lost it. He tweeted it Saturday along with a video clip in which Biden answered a reporter's question about defunding the police by claiming that Republicans were accusing him of sucking the blood out of kids. I have no idea where that came from. When I heard that, I said, what the hell is this? But anyway, Jackson posted, he needs a cognitive exam now.
Well, of course he needs a cognitive exam. That's the only way to be able, I mean, if they wanted to shut this down, Captain, they would have him take that cognitive test and they'd live stream it, or they'd have the networks there or whatever. If they were that, because you know what it would do? It would shut up all these crazy right-wing Trump-supporting Republicans and people making these calls, and they'd make Ronnie Jackson look like a fool.
Here's the deal. In Biden's performance on CNN last Wednesday night during that supposed town hall, widely mocked by conservatives on social media and others, he made false assertions about the efficiency of the COVID vaccines, talking about helping our children to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whether those aliens are here or not, and confused the hell out of his audience that had no idea what the hell he was talking about. All right, we'll be right back, folks. You couldn't make this stuff up if you had to. He's got a problem. He needs to be checked out. And I don't care if it means we get Campbell or not. At least we'll get him the hell out of there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that she would withhold a vote on an upcoming bipartisan infrastructure package until the Senate approves a much larger spending package through budget reconciliation. That's something that Senator Rob Portman is not happy with. The Ohio Republican tells ABC's This Week that he's worried the speaker's threat could scuttle a bipartisan piece of needed legislation that's popular among the American people.
87% of the American people think we should do a bipartisan infrastructure package. It's the right thing to do. Every president in modern times has talked about it. President Trump's proposal was for $1.5 trillion in infrastructure. Ours is about $579 billion over 5 years. So this is the right thing to do. It's been totally bipartisan from the start. It's the way we ought to be doing things here in Washington to get stuff done, and I can't believe the Speaker of the House would be blocking it.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mark Walter. Many of you could have heard him last night listening to his Armed American Radio Monster Cast. He came on live at 8 o'clock, and it's a 3-hour show, and some of you are still listening to him out there on the West Coast. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, let me tell you something. Two of the places that I stopped at over the weekend, both of them were eating establishments, the waitresses came up to me and they said, Captain, thank you so very much for telling us about the towels. They're the best towels we ever ordered. So I'll be doggone if somebody didn't take me up on it with this new 6-piece towel set offer that he's got, which the price has been reduced some $70. You're going to save $70 to get 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, on towels that are made with USA cotton, which makes it extremely absorbent, and they're the best towels that I've ever used, I'll tell you that right now. But it's $39.99 with the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, all of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, too. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and click on the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Now, you'll find deep discounts on the other MyPillow products as well. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. And you can find it all at the website, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Click it on and use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be a long ways. You'll have more money left in your wallet with some great products that you needed to have anyway, more than likely. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, getting back to Dr. Ronny Jackson, earlier this month, Biden was forced to rely on his notes to answer a reporter's question at a Michigan pie stop. You remember that?
I remember, yes.
And Dr. Ronny Jackson is saying this is a national security issue now at this moment. I think he's either going to have to resign or they're going to have to convince him to resign from office at some point in the near future for medical issues, or they're going to have to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of him altogether. Now, last month, Jackson, who served as the personal physicians of both President Obama and President Trump, along with the two of them, but he left early on in the Trump administration, joined a dozen Republican House members in a letter calling on Biden to take a cognitive function test, as Trump did while he was in office, and publicly released the results. Now, the Republicans wrote, "The American people deserve full transparency on the mental capabilities of their highest elected leader." And I don't know about you, but you and I have been saying this probably for, 6 months or thereabouts, ever since he got into office and we saw this?
Well, of course, yeah. And even prior to that, we were seeing
stuff,
the outbursts, for one thing. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned about the president taking out those notes from his coat pocket. And I recall that because he basically said, well, let me see here. They sent me this. Let me read this.
Yeah, they sent me this.
Yeah, and I thought for a moment, oh, my gosh, what is he going to read to the cameras that may be classified regarding, because that was regarding a big hack possibly from Russia at the time. And so obviously, you need to, I just didn't know what the heck he was going to read off that paper at that point.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he did either. That's the scary part.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain. This is Bob Nyack.
What's up?
I just want to throw something out there on this topic. Let's suppose that Biden either resigns or he's forced to resign. So then that slides up Kamala, whatever she calls herself.
Kamala.
Now, let's suppose that something happens that puts Kamala out of the running.
Right.
Who would be president?
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy wields a lot of power these days.
Sure. She always has.
So I think that if Biden is either forced or decides to step aside, we've got to watch out for Nancy in car number three.
That's true.
Car number two doesn't have a good driver.
Oh, that's true. Yep. And who's car number four?
That's a good question.
The Secretary of State.
Oh, really?
Blinken.
No, but I think that none of them wield the power that Pelosi does.
You're right.
And if anybody in the back is going to try and move to the front, I think it's going to be her.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. That's what you got to watch out for.
All right. Very good. No doubt. Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Oh, you there, Captain?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think that certainly this is a very messy kind of situation because Kamala Harris has not demonstrated that she's really ready to assume the office of president. If her media interactions and all this other stuff are to be examined closely, she's just not ready for prime time. I think that they knew that, though.
Well, they are about to get their butts handed to them, which is why they got to get this January 6th commission up and running, and they brought Kinzinger out there, and he looks like he's locked and loaded for bear to go after Trump because he was on CNN, gave an interview. I don't watch CNN that much, but I saw that he'd given an interview. I can only imagine what he had to say. Now, new record low ratings have come out, the latest poll for Joe Biden spelling real trouble for the 2022 midterms, and Kamala is now starting to bring him down, too.
Well, sure, because here's part of the problem. as the candidate, you make a decision as to who you're going to bring on the ticket with you. And now, at that time, it seemed, oh, this is wonderful, and Kamala Harris is going to be great. But now they've seen her, you know, as I said, talking to the media. She completely avoided the border issue, you know, for months and months, until finally going to El Paso and not really even actually going to the border.
Yeah, and stop there for a second, because here's the number one issue. Mm-hmm. What's killing his ratings right now is the border, mm-hmm. and the way they're handling immigration. And who did he put in charge?
Well, yeah, Kamala Harris.
So he exactly. can actually weasel his way out of that by saying, well, my vice president didn't do it.
Well, precisely. But, again, the decision-making process of bringing Kamala Harris onto the ticket, I think, is getting reexamined by the American voter. So all these things go into the mix, as it were. But part of the primary problem, though, obviously, is mm-hmm. is Joe Biden not being able mm-hmm. to hack it, it would seem.
But people yeah. have to understand what they're going to now try to do. They're going to try to interject something else to distract us.
Well, of course.
Yep, and it's going to be this January 6th commission. That's all they got.
Well, that's right.
And they're going after the American people, the people that support the 75 million people that voted for Donald Trump. They're going to go after all of us and try to shame us. And if we're stupid enough to fall for that, then shame on us that do it, because it ain't going to be me.
Well, that's right. And obviously, Captain, I think a vast majority of the American people actually want to know what happened in the summer of 2020 across so many different American cities that were set on fire, basically. Violence, the autonomous zones that were established, and on it went. And they don't want to talk about that at all in the Biden administration or in the Congress right now. So this is all, they're all the marbles for 2022. And this is why they're doing what they're doing.
Yep. And the other thing is, out there in California, California Governor Newsom, your beloved governor, was handed yet another court loss, this time on the private school closures.
Well, that's right. See, this is very, very key, because what they're talking about, as we understand it, is that private schools, parents would have the right to say their kids could go to private school or go to private school during the lockdowns and this kind of thing. The lawsuit also came down against, though, parents of public school kids. They would not have the same ability to do that. So this is a big deal, because people in California, especially with the new mask mandates and the mask mandates that the governor is putting into place for school kids, this is not going well. And I think this is also going to go into the hopper for the recall in a big way.
Well, yeah, because if anybody thinks that, and by the way, there's another one. He's out there trying to, by he, I mean the governor, Newsom, is out there trying to hand people free money to try to take their mind off and go, look what a great job I'm doing. But when we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to spend some time talking about a huge problem that California's got that nobody is talking about. And I mean nobody. And it's a problem, Kyle. When you hear it, you're going to shake your head and go, oh, my God. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got the top short break here, and then we're going to be back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we've got a storm to tell you about, a developing tropical depression that's going to be going up I-95 on Jacksonville Way over the next 24 hours or so. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right. I was going to say keep it between the ditches. But anyway, we got lots of weather to talk about tonight. This here Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget to pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to us, the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But join the Drivers Club. Whether you're a professional driver or you're just out there driving a delivery van or whatever it is you're doing, if you're driving around and you're stopping at the Pilot and Flying J, join the Drivers Club. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. You get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and you can use them later. All righty. Here we go with a little R&B. Get ready. Get ready, because here it comes.
Thank you.
Schaefer and a bunch of people that he got together. And that first solo that you were hearing there just a second ago, that was none other than Samantha Fish. And she is an accomplished guitar player. And I'm telling you, can she play the guitar? Hey, Kyle, who was all of that that was doing the singing?
Well, that was, I think, Joe Bonamassa.
Yep.
Yeah, and we also have Kenny Wayne Shepherd up there, Samantha Fish, as you said.
Yep.
And Paul Schaefer, everybody knows Paul Schaefer from David Letterman fame.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
And Saturday Night Live, too, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. All right, I'm going to read here the weather statement, and we got to get into this because we got bad weather over my neck of the woods with that tropical system, which is going to be a depression, it looks like. But a monsoon and the monsoon conditions will exist over the southwest through Tuesday, resulting in localized areas flash flooding from California into the central and southern Rockies. Hot and humid conditions with impacts in several regions through the early week. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for the Intermountain West and Northern Plains with heat advisories from the Southern Plains into the Mississippi River Valley. And we have this tropical depression that's coming. It's only 45 miles offshore right now of Jacksonville and 75 miles offshore of Savannah, of Brunswick, Georgia. So it's going to kind of skirt the coastline, go up by I-95. So we're going to have some fun over there today. But go ahead.
Well, thanks, Captain. Of course, as you mentioned, the monsoonal moisture, of course, is heading all through the area of Arizona and especially now over into Southern California. We've actually been seeing some rain earlier yesterday evening in Southern California and other chances of thunderstorms as we go through Monday. Now, if you're going to be traveling up the 15 freeway, Interstate 15 towards Las Vegas, you may encounter some of that precipitation on your way, so be careful. Cajon Pass is going to be reading rain for Monday and 81 degrees, so you may have a little bit of extended trip there. Las Vegas had also been seeing rain, also forecasted for Monday as well. That's this flash flood watch covers Flagstaff, also just north of Phoenix, but over into California, we got Barstow, Ridgecrest, and that also, of course, the Las Vegas area as well. We do have a heat advisory in northern Nevada. The Bootleg Fire continues in southern Oregon, so between Highway 97 and Highway 395, so be careful in that area. Excessive heat warning for Boise, Twin Falls. Also, heat advisory looks like for areas like Pocatello and Idaho Falls. And that excessive heat warning has returned to eastern Montana, especially in the Billings area. Triple digits forecast, Captain, for the next couple of days there.
Where has that other fire, is there another fire in California?
The Dixie Fire. That's
okay,
right.
There's 800 homes that are now right in the path of that thing if they don't get it stopped.
That's right, and we understand it's merged with a nearby fire as well, and it's burned some 190,000 acres in Northern California there, yes.
All right, well, let's go with the heat advisors here. The eastern half of Oklahoma tonight, all the way down into the metroplex of Dallas, Texas, on down towards Houston and covering most of Arkansas, south of I-40, all the way down to Louisiana, all the way down to New Orleans, the western part of Mississippi, all under a high heat advisory today. You've got some poor air quality, by the way, up in Chicago and that area. And we still got the flooding going on just east of Kansas City. A lot of rain there creating a problem. Now, I'm going to read this weather statement that just came in here at 2 o'clock. Satellite and radar data indicate that showers associated with a low-pressure area located about 150 miles east-southeast of Jacksonville, Florida, are moving along as we speak right now. But the location of the storm has moved a lot closer. Now, it's about 45 miles east of St. Augustine, Florida, or about 75 miles southeast of Jacksonville, Florida, about 90 miles southeast of Brunswick, Georgia, and the Florida line. Now, it still remains disorganized and limited in coverage. However, environmental conditions are gradually that it's going to become a tropical depression. It doesn't have enough time to be a tropical storm, but there will be winds associated with this with gusts to 40 miles an hour, with locally heavy rainfall, dangerous lightning possibilities. Flooding is possible over the next 48 hours. It looks like as if this is going to come very either onshore or up the shore, and I-95 will be affected all the way up through Georgia from the Florida line to the South Carolina line. Where it goes from there, we're not sure. There's models showing it going up the coast, models showing it going up and going inland in Georgia and then going up into the higher elevations around South Carolina, North Carolina. But nonetheless, this is going to be a big-time rainmaker with some winds to begin with, and we'll just have to see what happens. And the truckers that are out there will have to be careful, because when you get that heavy rain, again, it slows everything down.
Exactly right. Yes, very much so.
So, tell us about the pilot and Pine Jay. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, folks, don't forget, when you're out in the highways and byways, pull into the Pilot or Flying J. You'll get that free cup of coffee. Just tell them that you're listening to the Captain's Program.
Yep.
And join the Driver's Club. Download the My Rewards
Yep.
Plus app. You can connect that to your card if you're an existing member already. You won't be sorry, because you're going to track your points. Yep. You're going to get more savings.
And, James, to answer your question real quick, he said whether Kamala or Pelosi selected, not elected. Not exactly. It's called the line of succession. Succession per the Constitution, correct, Kyle?
That's right, yeah, line of succession.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch after this break and the news. And it's a 6-minute break, so I'll be back at 6 past. Have yourself a good one. Enjoy the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.